بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام والقرآن يشفيان العبد يوم القيامة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. رسالة درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises are due to Allah رب العزت والجلال، our creator, sustainer, protector, provider, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family, sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us in this mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman, say Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak has given us the mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah, say Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak has given us the mubarak occasion of Ramadan, the first Jumu'ah of Ramadan, say Alhamdulillah. So there's noor and noor and noor upon us, and we are in the mercy, the awwaluhu rahmatun, the first ashara of the raham, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are three or four reminders that I went to remind ourselves with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many favors. The more the favors of Allah, the more we should appreciate and thank Allah Rabbul Izzat for that favor. The wealth of Iman. We were born in a Muslim home. Some people accepted Islam and came into Islam. Say Alhamdulillah. But there's no guarantee we're going to die as a believer. But in Ramadan you make the niyyah. Jaisi niyat waisi barakat. The more the niyat you make, the more the blessings and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu. You made a niyyah, you came for Jumu'ah today. Alhamdulillah. Then you made niyat, I'll meet a Muslim brother. If there's a nikah, I'll attend nikah. If there's janaza, I'll attend the janaza. I'll read some Quran, I'll make dua, I'll make tasbih. So you made 7-8 niyat, nafil i'tikaf while you're here. Make that niyat for that 1 hour you're sitting, nafil i'tikaf. So all the sawab will be included. After you leave from Jumu'ah, then you will feel the ruhaniyah. What is ruhaniyah? Increase in spirituality. Inshallah. We are fasting now for a few days, Alhamdulillah. It's not only keeping away from the food and the drink and carnal desires. It is controlling of your nafs. Shaitan is tied by the hukam of Allah. Jahannam is closed by the hukam of Allah. Jannat is beautified and is waiting for that person who is fasting. There is a one door in Jannah called Babur Rayyan. It's a special door. Allah is a door for salah, for jihad, for hajj. But there's one door called Babur Rayyan. There's one door. If you go to the Haramain Sharifain, Allah Pak take us, Masjid al-Aqsa, you'll see the names of different doors. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went for Miraj, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam informed him, who is this door reserved for? For those who are fasting. So it's not only a physical fast of your body. Your entire body must fast from head to toe. Your spirituality will increase, your taqwa will increase when you have to do certain things and leave out certain things by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all your a'mal will increase your ruhaniyah. So the fasting is one duty. There are many commands that come with the fasting. But the beauty of Ramadan is the tilawat of the Quran. That enhances this duty of ours. 24/7 around the world, azan takes place. 24/7 in the month of Ramadan, just things starting from New Zealand and Australia, right till the west of America, every minute azan is taking place, salah is taking place, Quran tilawat is taking place. Say subhanallah. Not a second goes past without the name of Allah. If the name of Allah is not mentioned, Qiyamah will come. So the first lesson that we have to taste is increase our iman. That is why it is mentioned, man sama Ramadan, iman aw ihtisaba. A person who keeps fast and observes fast with firm iman, strong iman, wa ihtisaba, to get the reward from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. His sins are forgiven. Hadith-e-Qudsi, the speech by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which inspired Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, أَصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِي وَأَنَا أُجْزَابِي. Fasting is for me and I will give the reward of that fasting person. We can see somebody performing salah. We can see somebody adorning ihram and going for umrah and hajj. Allah take us and protect the haramain sharifain, masjidul aqsa. We can see somebody giving his zakat hamper. We can see somebody giving some sadaqah, somebody doing qurbani. But we cannot see a fasting person. All of us are fasting here. Don't be judgmental. In the sight of Allah, who's accepted? Only Allah knows. Allah calls us as sa'imeen. He classifies us as those, as the fasting person. Your niyat you made at suhoor this morning at about 4:20. And now you're going to open your fast at Maghrib inshallah about 6:30. So that's 14 hours. Some country is 20 hours of fast. On that niyat Allah will give that ajr inshallah. So increase our iman. The second part of this, Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man qama Ramadan, whoever stands up in the month of Ramadan, iman wa ihtisaba. That means in Isha Salah, then 20 rakat sunnat mu'akkada of Salatul Taraweeh, included is Tahajjud Salah. So man qama Ramadan, whoever stands that 1 hour extra, 1.5 hour extra, 2 hours extra, with firm iman and sawab, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, sins are forgiven. Minor sins, for major sins, sincere tawbah has to be made. But this is the rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then added reward and a warning is mentioned in one hadith. Sayyidina Ka'b bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala is the rawi of this hadith. He says once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how the imam ascends the mimbar, he ascended the mimbar, he said ameen. The second step he said ameen. The third step he said ameen. Sahaba were perplexed after the salah and the khutbah. They inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something strange happened today. Every time we see you, Jumu'ah, Eidain, special occasions, you deliver khutbah, but you don't say loud, Ameen. He said, yes, as I ascended the first step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, who is the chief angels, who brings wahi to all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, but he brought three curses on three categories of people. And who is cursing? Allah is cursing. Who is bringing the curse? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, who brought wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And who is saying Ameen? Janabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, do not fall in this category. So who is that unfortunate person? The first person is one who finds himself in the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven, did not make sincere tawbah, and his fast is the same as if it was out of Ramadan. its a'mal, its action, its intention, its mindset. Your brain is working, your heart is working, your body is fasting, everything only for the pleasure of Allah. Then your taqwa increases. Oh Allah, like how we believe and follow and obedient to you in Ramadan, keep us after Ramadan. Your battery should be charged in Ramadan. So after Ramadan for the 11 months, enjoy the inamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah. The second step, he said, curse on that person when he hears my name Muhammad. He doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. Minimum in a day, make it a habit that I will recite inshallah from now, make a niyat, 100 durood and salam daily. Say inshallah. Friday should be more. We love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much did the Nabi of Allah loved us? How much he cried for us? And where is my cry for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where is my connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, we recited one durood now. Immediately this durood was taken to Madina Tayyiba. Zadahum Allahu Sharafa, thousands of kilometers away. Your name is mentioned, your father's name is mentioned, and it is told to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so and so seated there in this Avondale Musalla Yusuf, he is conveyed the salam to you. Imagine that, say subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informed of you. He say, elevate his status, forgive his 10 sins, and then find a place in Jannah for him. And if a person reads 100 times, the reward is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will take, Allah doesn't have a form in a finger, but you see, Allah ta'ala will write on your forehead, bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. Say subhanallah. 100 times Durood Sharif, make a wada in the house of Allah at the time of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan, inshallah we'll do it. That freedom from hypocrisy and freedom from the fire of Jahannam for one who recites Durood Sharif. If I have to interview from here the Imam Sahab, the Muazzin Sahab and everybody from the first Sahab, 400-500 people now, have you got a problem? Everyone will say, I've got a problem. Yes or no? Har dard ki dawa hai salya. Student, recite Durood Sharif. Businessman problem, this problem, domestic problem, wife problem, children problem. To solve all your problems, did we ever turn to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who cried for the ummah? How much of Durood Sharif did we read? Recite again. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. And the third step is, he said, Ameen, curse upon that person who has his parents, or one of them alive, or any one of them, and have not obtained Jannah by serving his parents. Ask that person who doesn't have his father today, or mother today, what the house feels, an empty and a haunted house. But ask that person who has that father, even in the hospital, or wherever the father is, the mother is, then what happens? Their du'as are coming from their heart for that son and daughter that serves. Did we read that? رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon my parents just as they had mercy upon me when I was small. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried his mother and made the hajj. Allah Pak, take us inshallah for hajj and umrah. And he said, I made dua, O Allah, accept the hajj. Have I fulfilled the right of my mother? Carried his mother on the hajj, entire hajj. What a voice came out from the Kaaba. You cannot fulfill the right of one drop of milk of your mother. Allahu Akbar. Do not cause inconvenience to your parents. I know, because we work in correctional centers in the prison. Today we had one mother, she said, our son is a hafiz. He got it trapped, but now he's in the prison. Ramadan in the prison. She was crying of pain. What about his food? What about this? I say, you see, the mistake somewhere in his life that came, it's a test for him. But Allah is using him to read the Salatul Taraweeh inside the prison. Alhamdulillah. So brothers, do not cause inconvenience. If we have made any difficulty to our parents, if they are alive, serve them. If they are not alive, to look at your father and mother, you get the thawab of hajj. If they have passed on, give isal thawab on their behalf. Visit the qabristan, make dua maghfirah. Inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us, especially, this is the occasion of Ramadan. And people are asking things. In your dua, you'll ask whatever financial needs you need, family needs you need. But ask Allah Himself, کوئی تجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا۔ او اللہ، وی وانٹ یور پلیزر، وی وانٹ یور رضا، وی وانٹ ٹو سی یو۔ یا اللہ گرانٹ اس یور تجلی۔ واٹ از تجلی؟ اسپیشل سیلیسٹیل لائٹ اینڈ نور دیٹ اللہ گیوز ان ٹو دیٹ ہارٹ فار دیٹ پرسن ہو از ڈیزائرس آف اللہ۔ Walk on the path. Our Shaykh and Murshid said, نقشِ قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے سنت کے راستے۔ Follow the footsteps of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The path to Jannat is made easy. But you want to meet Allah رب العزت، then follow نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Inshallah, same. Learn the sunnahs. In the month of Ramadan, when you're going to open that roza today, that fast today, just think about the yatim, the miskeen, and those who are in prison, those yatim, those orphans, in other poor countries people are suffering, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in other parts, Syria, what difficult conditions, with all that the fasting is carrying on, Tarawih is carrying on, and Alhamdulillah, over the past 1.5 years, over 1,500 huffaz came out from Gaza only. Subhanallah. That is the miracle of the Quran. We have an authentic kitab, 30 juz, 114 surahs, 6,236 ayat. Bring any hafiz of the world, he will read the same Quran. Subhanallah. And we salute the huffaz. That's why on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-siyam wal-Qur'an yashfiyani al-abdu yawm al-Qiyamah. This fasting will stand as a shield on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, this banda kept fast for so many hours only for your sake. He kept away from food, carnal desires and drink for 16, 17, 20 hours. And the Quran will intercede, oh Allah. In the night he recited Quran. In the day he recited Quran. How much of Quran? How much of Quran did I recite in my house, in my shop? The beauty of the house is not the ornaments. All that will be left. The Quran we recite, that will be beauty, inshallah. Say inshallah. مسجد کی زینت مسلیوں سے ہے، نہ کہ مسلح سے ہے۔ مکان کی زینت تلاوت قرآن سے ہے، اور فضاؤں کی زینت ذکر اللہ میں۔ You understand what I said? The beauty of the masjid is not the carpets and the fans and all. Allah reward the trustees and the people that make it, provide this. The beauty is the musallis. Fill it like how we filling it in Ramadan. Fill it every day, inshallah. And the beauty of the house in tilawat al-Quran, morning to evening. Leave the cell phone, leave the social media, leave the TV, whatever it is. In your shop there should be tilawat. In your car there should be tilawat. Daily tilawat. And the aqueous atmosphere should be filled with what? Zikrullah. Because my time is going to be up. I want to leave you with a thought. Once a sahabiya, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, only the males are mentioned in the Quran Kareem. What about the females? So we must adopt these qualities that are mentioned in the Quran. And it's not difficult. In the month of Ramadan, it becomes easier. Would your fast, would your tarawih, would your Quran tilawat, and learn Quran, brothers. Learn Quran, sit by the Qari Sahib. Go and learn with tajweed. You make a mistake on the road, you get a fine, you get a penalty, you get whatever it is. In some countries they deduct your license, they deduct points and then your license is taken away. You even imprison. But if you make a mistake in tilawat of the Quran, you change a huruf, a letter of the Quran, what will happen? You go against the tajweed rules. You are reading incorrectly, instead of getting thawab, you're getting azab. Allah protect. We forgot Quran. I teach in the prison, so I can tell you. At the moment we have 700 Muslims. We request du'as for them at the Westville for males and females. 7,800 Muslims in all the prisons of South Africa. Some of them have accepted Islam. There's a category also of our foreign brothers that are working here. Because of immigration they are placed there. But Alhamdulillah we have fasting rooms like this. They're performing Salah, Jummah Salah, Tarawih, Azan takes place. Some Huffaz are leading the Salah. So we make du'a for them. We must assist them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to increase our ruhaniya. Allah ta'ala says, you must look at it in the beginning of the 22nd juz, innal muslimina wal muslimat. Just see with which category I fit in. I am a Muslim by name or by show or by action. Categorize yourself. Wal mu'minina wal mu'minat. I am a true believer or not? My name is Muhammad. Am I following the actions of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And call the name Muhammad. Don't say my name is Mo only.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize you if you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't only keep a designer beard for Ramadan to say, no, I'm a Muslim now, just for Ramadan and Eid day you shave the beard. What will happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tere mahbub ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hu, haqeeqat usko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hu. I brought a resemblance of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of Qiyamah, imagine if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns his face away. Wear the kurta above the ankle, your pants above the ankle, otherwise that's in the fire of Jahannam. So sunnahs must be brought in our life. Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimat, wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-qanitina wal-qanitat. Allah wants to see the obedient males and females. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ. We are the truthful believers, males and females. Allah is addressing us and our sisters. Pass the message to our sisters, our mothers, our daughters. We have an identity. Now in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you are dressed up. Out of Ramadan, also dress up the same. Then Allah says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ. We are those who are upholding patience for my sake. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. You're keeping the 16-hour fast. Allah is with you. Then sabr, somebody passes away. Calamity befalls you, they say, make sabr. Ask that person undergoing that difficulty, how hard it is. والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات. Allah again is saying, we are those people who humble themselves only for Allah. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah elevates him. Then والمتصدقين والمتصدقات. Allah is looking for those people who give charity. Don't have to show off. And I always remind, and I'm saying it again, last year and the previous year, I don't know whether I said it here, that a non-Muslim working for a Muslim company said, I see my boss going for Umrah, giving charity, showing off, he's doing so much of, they call it zakah, but he's doing nothing for us. Show the akhlaq to your non-Muslim staff. That's why the hadith say, lessen the burden of the staff in the month of Ramadan. The same Allah that give you rizq out of Ramadan will give you rizq in Ramadan if you close your shop early or your business early and give some token and hadiah, even sadaqah to the non-Muslim staff. You will see the reward. Inshallah, make a niyyah. Then Allah Ta'ala addresses, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. Allah is saying, where are the fasting people? I am looking at your niyyat. I am looking at you. Allah is watching at us. This is that taqwa should be created now, and this fuel should run throughout the year, inshallah. Sit in the masjid, make nafil i'tikaf, sunnat i'tikaf, and come and draw from the taqwa which Allah is descending on the hearts of people. You can't buy taqwa, you will even inculcate it yourself, and you will receive it, inshallah. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ. Those who are guarding the gazes and protecting their private parts, males and females. وَالْذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ وَالْذَاكِرَاتِ. Allah says, I'm looking for that person who takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr, zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. You say one subhanallah, brothers. Just say one subhanallah. One Allahu Akbar. See, it connects you with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal straight away. So on the way back, you're going to work, you're going home, you're going in the car, you're going in a taxi, make some tasbih, subhanallah. Allah has given us tasbih counters on our fingers. Make that 100 times durood sharif and make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Make Allah ta'ala happy. Then what Allah ta'ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. These 10 qualities. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, if he adopts these 10 qualities, now in the month of Ramadan you adopt it. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. مَغْفِرَةً is guaranteed from Allah, who is Rabbul Izzat. He is Ghaffaru Dhunub, Sattaru Al-Uyub, and he is ready to give. He is Ghafir also to give forgiveness. Inshallah. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah says, not only I'll bless him with reward in this world, I'll give him أجر عظيم جنت الفردوس inshallah. Allah make us amongst those. So the first lesson was tilawat of the Quran, behavior during fasting. Number three is concern for our brothers and sisters who are in the prisons. Welfare help can be given needy, often serve people. Number four, lessen the burden of somebody. And number five, adopt good qualities of taqwa. and make a niyat, I will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will be an ambassador of Islam in the month of Ramadan and out of Ramadan, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.